This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The search and rescue mission at a collapsed Florida condominium has been suspended as crew prepares for the demolition of the remainder of the building. Fire officials told family members that rescuers stopped their search about 4 p.m. Saturday when demolition crews began boring holes into the concrete of the still-standing portion of the Champlain Tower south in Surfside. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said removing it will actually help rescue workers. The Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Acava said that two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24. The number of people who remain unaccounted for in the collapse was 124. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to a tropical storm, but is churning its way toward Florida. Elsa has passed Haiti and the Dominican Republic and threatens to unleash flooding and landslides. It had been a Category 1 hurricane early Saturday, but it then weakened as it approached Cuba. National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Latto says the storm should reach Florida by Monday. It's crossing Cuba Sunday night into Monday, and at that point will be approaching somewhere, maybe toward the Florida Keys. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will be ready. Forecasters expect Elsa to still be a tropical storm when it reaches Florida. However, some models do show that it will be heading into the Gulf or up the Atlantic coast at some point. Again, Hurricane Elsa has fallen back to a tropical storm, at least for now, but it does continue churning its way toward Florida after passing Haiti and the Dominican Republic. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Protests against the president, Jair Bolsonaro, spread across Brazil Saturday. This is a day after a Supreme Court justice authorized a criminal investigation into his response to allegations of political corruption involving a vaccine deal. Demonstrators gathered by the hundreds or thousands in more than 40 cities to demand Bolsonaro's impeachment or greater access to vaccines against COVID-19. The protests are the latest sign of mounting pressure on Bolsonaro, who has routinely dismissed the severity of COVID-19. In Friday's decision, Supreme Court Justice Rosa Weber said recent testimony in a Senate committee investigating the government's handling of the pandemic supports a criminal probe. Prosecutors will be looking into whether Bolsonaro committed the crime, which entails delaying or refraining from action required as part of a public official's duty for reasons of personal interest. Government airstrikes and artillery fire in Syria's last rebel enclave killed at least 8 people, many of them children. It also destroyed a civil defense center and a water station. Men running for their lives as the shelling strike scenario in southern Idlib. One white helmet first responder, also known as the Syria Civil Defense, tells everyone to get out of their homes as the shelling continued. It had been concentrated in southern Idlib province. Many homes were transformed into rubble as overnight shelling hit from one area, according to a health administrator, killing him, his wife, and 3 of his children in their sleep. Shelling also struck the home of a volunteer for the White Helmets, killing his 2 children. In a nearby village, another child was killed, and several others from the same family were wounded, according to White Helmets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was followed by airstrikes by suspected Russian warplanes that hit areas west of Idlib City. Israeli defense officials were checking whether Iranian forces were behind a possible attack on a cargo ship under partial Israeli ownership Saturday on its way from the Jeddah to the United Arab Emirates. Israeli television reported the crew were not hurt and the ship, possibly hit by a missile, was not badly damaged and continued on its journey after the incident. Israeli TV said the vessel, known as the Tyndall, was owned by the Zodiac Maritime LTD, a London-headquartered international ship management company, which later said it did not own or manage the Tyndall. Again, find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.